You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. When Pluto transits through Capricorn, it's a powerful astrological event that calls for deep transformation. It creates a lot of upheaval and gives us the opportunity for renewal. When Pluto moves through Capricorn, their partnership challenges any structures head on, including political and economic and social structures as well. Pluto is a bit pushy and it wants us to successfully reform and build from the ground up, and it's determined to help us even when we feel we don't want that help. Guess where Pluto is right now? Pluto is transitioning through Capricorn right now. It's transitioning through Capricorn again. And if you're listening to this show right now, then I'd like you to know that you chose to come to be here at this time and to be incarnated during this time of transformation, upheaval and renewal in Earth's history. And no matter how bumpy it may feel for you or those that you love right now, you can and will successfully surf the energy waves around you if you're aware of what is happening, why it's happening, and if you follow some of the guidance that I'm going to be sharing in my show today. My name's Amanda Nelson. I'm the Master Energist here on the Future Self Energetics Show for UK Health Radio. And today's show is to update you about what I see taking place out on the energy grids and to give you some ideas on how to make this phase more comfortable to navigate as well. So let me start again. When Pluto transits through Capricorn, it's a powerful astrological event that brings the opportunity of deep transformation. It brings a lot of upheaval and the chance of renewal with it. And when Pluto moves through Capricorn, it really challenges the structures that we've been relying on. It pushes us. It makes us reform and rebuild, quite literally, from the ground up. The last time Pluto was in Capricorn in the way it is at the moment, the world went through profound changes just as it is now. These changes, they reshaped society and politics and economics and a whole lot more. As Pluto moves through Capricorn again, we're seeing similar themes: upheaval, potential for transformation and change. And while this can be challenging, it's also an opportunity for you to grow and for you to renew things that perhaps you feel it's time to really stare down, reassemble and change. So by understanding some of the lessons of the past and understanding where we are now, you can better navigate the changes of the present time and make your contribution to what comes next, which I hope will be a more just and more equitable future. So Pluto's transit through Capricorn's not only about breaking things down, you know, breaking down old structures. Those old structures need to be broken down in order then for it to enable something to be built that's new in its place. So Pluto's not only destructive, it is very much about reconstruction as well. So embrace the changes that are happening around you and use them as an opportunity to create that better world for yourself and for others. Focus on very practical steps though as you move through the next little while. I would suggest you reflect on your past, you identify areas where there could be resistance within you in order to break down those old structures within you or in your particular social sphere. Focus on how you can close that chapter off in your life. Really step into and embrace the empowerment this freedom gives you. Prepare for the future. By doing this, you can turn this time of intensity, because it is going to feel very intense at the moment, into a really powerful period of personal and collective transformation. In astrology, both Pluto and Capricorn have distinct and significant symbolic meanings. Pluto's the planet of transformation. It's of power and rebirth. It represents deep, deep change. And that change comes through the destruction of the old and the renewal of something that takes us forward in a better way. Its energy is associated with cycles of life, death and rebirth, and it often brings about some really profound, intense transformation. Pluto governs the subconscious, the hidden aspects of our life. So secrets come to the fore, and the forces that drive our deepest desires and fears come up from the shadows for us to work with. Pluto's influence can lead to different kinds of personal growth, but what it does is it almost forces you to confront and overcome those challenges or those buried aspects of yourself. So think of power dynamics, think of control, think of obsession, think of regeneration. Basically, Pluto says, let's break all that down and then let's selectively, in a discerning way, choose to reconstruct things. Let's make way for something that actually could be better. Capricorn is an earth sign. It's ruled by Saturn and it represents discipline, responsibility, ambition. It's associated with structure as well, but it's stable structure, long-term pursuit of goals. Capricorn embodies the qualities of hard work and perseverance and practicality. Think of discipline, organization, focus on success, on recognition in the material world. So Capricorn's energy is all about climbing the mountain, getting to the top of the hierarchy, steadily, doggedly, determinedly, with a focus on long-term achievements and mastery. And it's all about authority and tradition and the systems and structures that sustain our societies. When considering Pluto and Capricorn together then, particularly when Pluto is in Capricorn as it is right now, this combination brings about transformative changes in all kinds of structures. It shakes what we think of as authority and gives us an opportunity to take a look, a long, hard, honest look at long established systems within ourselves and outside of ourselves. And it signals a time really when the old ways, quite rightfully, are up for review. They can be challenged. And if we find that change is necessary, why don't we just agree that it's okay to restructure things? This restructuring, though, and choosing what needs to be broken down and what then is going to replace it, that can require some pretty deep and even sometimes painful processes of transformation. If you've ever been through any kind of transformation process, you're going to know that it doesn't always feel very pleasant, let me put it that way. So let's wind back a bit. Let's have a look more about Pluto and its transit through Capricorn. Each Pluto transit through Capricorn, it spans about 16 years, and we are currently in the very final phase of this latest 16-year cycle. It began back in 2008. 2024 now, as I'm recording this. So why don't you take a moment and reflect at some stage over the last 16 years of your life. How has this been for you? What's been utterly brilliant? What's really, really worked out for you? But is there anything structural that you still have challenges with? Pluto's final push, because that's what we're in at the moment, can often feel the most intense time. It represents the culmination of the transformative energies. And these energies have been kind of bubbling and building over the past decade and a half for you. During this period, then, the very long-standing structures, whether internal or personal or political or economic or social or more, these structures are being challenged and restructured to better align with the evolving needs and values that are going to be coming in right now for the next chapter that's ahead of us. Now, for those of you that follow astrology, you'll be saying, yeah, but Pluto was officially in the house of Capricorn only up until last January 2024. And as I'm recording this, this is actually right at the tail end of August 2024. So back in January, Pluto exited Capricorn and entered the house of Aquarius. But Pluto is now retrograde and it's temporarily moved back into Capricorn. It's a bit like, I suppose, when you're going on holiday for a while, you know, you've got your car packed, it's got all the suitcases and, you know, the packed lunch that you might need and the drinks are on the way. And you've cleaned and tidied out your fridge in the house and you've checked that the windows and doors in the house are all properly locked and you go round closing all the doors. And then just as you're about to close the front door, you think, do you know what, I'll just nip back inside for one final check around. Peace of mind before I go. That's what Pluto's doing right now. It's popped its head back through our planet's front door in order to have one final check over what it's leaving behind as its legacy for structural change. It's intending to deliver one last helpful shove to drive its message home before it then moves on its way. Now, Pluto has an uncompromising demand for restructuring that it feels is overdue. One last blast of the most intense energy then, before Pluto disappears onward and out of influence in Capricorn for another couple of centuries. It's the last time we'll see this shake-up in our current incarnation from Pluto, that's for sure. On some level, I'm a bit glad about that, but we've still got to get through to the end of November this year first. So Pluto's final push is around confronting and resolving the final unresolved issues, making those last final changes to break down those very last dregs of outdated systems in order to make ready for the building of new frameworks that can support future growth and progress for each and every one of us. And we all recognise that nothing stands still, growth is essential, but change can feel uncomfortable and we are really going into those last tough changes at the moment. Pluto will not go quietly though, not unless we've given it our all. The more we struggle and writhe or try to push back from these structural changes, the harder it's going to feel, because Pluto basically turns around and says, no, you will allow change. We will create a disassembling of structures in order for you to all then be more discerning about what you feel is going to serve you the best as you move forward. We've got to inevitably admit it's time to let go of certain things and become lifted up and into the flow of whatever it is that comes next and can feel more beneficial for us all. Pluto is only revisiting from September 2024 to November 2024, and then it's on its way. So it's going to feel, I believe, very intense for each and every one of us in different ways. I have no doubt about that. This final energy phase, that's where retrograde Pluto is in Capricorn right now, it represents the last and often most significant opportunity you will have to address these shifts before Pluto re-enters Aquarius. And when it does, the intensity begins to die down, and instead the focus will be shifting towards collective progress, collective innovation. The focus will be on how we rebuild ourselves and the structures around us that have just been taken down. So it's a good date for your diary. You can give yourself until the very end of November 2024 in order to finally make those structural changes that you have been putting off for the last 16 years. That's when Pluto will finally release us from its grip and let us go. Pluto then settles into Aquarius, marking the beginning of a new astrological cycle, shifting the focus from Capricorn's themes of structure and authority to Aquarius's themes of innovation and technology and collective progress.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk. UK.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
The Pluto Capricorn dance happens every 250 years. The last time Pluto was in Capricorn like this was a 16-year phase between around about 1760, 1762, you know, 1778, something around there. And during that time, the world really experienced major shifts that reshaped society and government and economy and the way people lived. So to put this in perspective then, this period brought significant changes. It was around the time of the American Revolution. There was a great deal of spread of science and reason. It was also, let's say, the early stages of the Industrial Revolution here in Britain. And these events, and I'm sure many more, challenged established power structures, and it laid then the foundation for the current modern world. Before that, well, it was around the 1500s, and before that, it was in the 1200s. And all of these periods are similar because they are characterized by the breaking down of old systems and the emergence of newer ways of thinking and organizing society. So in essence then, each time Pluto moves through Capricorn, it brings about a much needed re-evaluation of existing power structures and societal norms. And this re-evaluation drives profound transformation. And that eventually leads to a redefinition of societal values. It also often leads to the advancement of human consciousness as a whole as well, thank goodness. So we're experiencing, at the moment, similar Pluto-Capricorn energies as current global shifts challenge existing systems. And they are going to push us towards creating these new structures, whether we like it or not, that are intended to better serve our evolving world, probably for the next couple of centuries. So you're going to be experiencing themes of transformation at the same time as you'll be experiencing themes of upheaval. You're going to be feeling it personally. You can't help but notice it. You'll be noticing it all around you in pretty much every kind of structure that's around you. And I think the intensity of this period, particularly I would say in Pluto's final degrees, which is where we are at the moment, it really urges us to confront those deep-rooted issues and make necessary changes with a real sense of urgency now. This is your last opportunity before Pluto moves on. So time's of the essence. Others have been in this cycle and they came together to overcome. And then they were able to navigate these times really, really well. And that would be my message as well. You know, others have been in this cycle and they've moved through them and out the other side. And so can we. So Pluto and Capricorn, they've been restructuring in this way every 250 years or thereabouts. But it's going to be the first and last time that you're going to experience this in your current incarnation. And I think that it's particularly challenging, though, as it's happening at the same time as what has been described as the fourth turning. That's also a time of challenge and restructuring that happens about every 80 years. And it's at a time when the planet Earth herself is purging the shadow energies from her land masses, or so I've observed. And all these things and more, it's all happening at the same time. It's happening simultaneously. So one type of restructuring energy would make enough, you know, enough of a splash in the energy waves. One would be enough to ride and manage at a time. But multiples all colliding at the same time, that makes it feel like it's even tougher, a tougher, rougher, more challenging ride at times. So if you're listening to this right now, I would really like to let you know that you chose to come to be here to incarnate at this time in Earth's history, at this time of great change. So you either chose and stepped forward and volunteered, or it may be that you were invited to bring your special essence, your energetic essence at this time in Earth's history in order to play your part. And no matter how bumpy it feels between now and the end of November, you can and you will successfully surf the energy waves around you when you are aware that you elected to be here and that you're aware also of what's happening. It's not like you're in the dark now, that this is actually what is happening in, through and around the energy systems that create all things. And I'm going to be able to also give you a little bit of guidance today. I'm going to be sharing that next in my show, in order to help you to navigate, negotiate and surf these different energies successfully. I think Pluto's transit through Capricorn, though, it's a really powerful astrological event. Pluto's known for bringing deep transformation, for upheaval, for renewal. And it forces us to confront things that we might prefer to avoid. And it drives change through. And that driving motion, that forcefulness, that can often feel quite uncomfortable. And we just have to accept that ultimately it's necessary for something new and better to evolve and emerge. So what does all this history mean for us today then? Well, As Pluto once again moves through the final degrees of Capricorn, we're seeing those similar themes of transformation and upheaval come up. So whatever you saw in the late 1700s, what you saw in the 1500s or the 1200s, that's the what we're going to be living through at the moment. And although it won't be identical to what was happening during those times, the themes will probably feel very similar. So I think in recent years, I've observed that there's been a kind of growing discontent with traditional institutions. And whether that's governments or corporations or other forms of authority, there's just a general sort of underlying undercurrent, a discontent there. And we're looking for more social justice, more environmental sustainability, greater transparency and accountability from those who currently are in power. And these are all signs of Pluto's influence, undoubtedly. They're pushing us to confront issues that have been building up for a long while, but that we might not have noticed before, or even if we had noticed, we've chosen for some reason not to do anything about. And Pluto's saying, come on, it's time to do it now. And technologically, there are changes that we're experiencing. The rise of the internet, of course, that's been coming on apace for many years now. Automation's coming in. Artificial intelligence is coming in. These are all having similar impacts as we would have experienced back during the time of the Industrial Revolution. And it's transforming how we work and how we communicate and how we live our lives. But it also then brings new challenges that we need to address, such as what do we do about job displacement? How do we cope with privacy concerns? What are the ethical implications of new technologies? So the precise position that Pluto's holding now in the final degrees of Capricorn, it adds even more intensity and urgency to these calls for change. It's as if the cosmic clock is ticking, urging us to make necessary transformations before this chapter finally closes and moves on. Just as during Pluto's last transit through Capricorn, the changes we are experiencing today can be difficult and unsettling. But history shows us that these periods of transformation often lead to growth and progress, even if the path isn't always smooth. So no matter how bumpy it feels between now and the end of November, you can and you will successfully surf the energy waves around you if you are aware of what's happening. And if you follow also some of the guidance that I'm going to be sharing next in my show today.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333 336 1472. Norwegian Cruise Line. Ships Registry. The Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Pluto's energy is about clearing away what no longer serves us and creating space for something new. And I'll be the first to put my hand up to the fact that this can feel a bit like it's a painful process, but it's also necessary for evolution, both on a personal level and as a society and a collective. So as you navigate this period, I think it's really important to stay grounded and stay focused on what you can do to contribute to positive change. And whether that means getting involved in your community or advocating for causes that you believe in, or simply being open to new ideas and listening to what other people have to say. After all, by sharing a perspective with as many different people as possible, you get a much more rounded view of the options that are open to you. Then you have a role to play in shaping the future. So don't forget, though, your thoughts count too. What you feel counts as well. Your contribution is valid. Don't let anybody take your choices, your voice away from you. As you prepare for Pluto's final transit through Capricorn, here are some practical steps that I feel that you can take to work with this transformative energy. And these are the steps that I'm taking, which is why I would like to share them with you. I think where I started was I wanted to know what's been happening in my life for the last 16 years. What challenges did I face? And how have I changed in the face of overcoming those challenges? And what lessons did I learn? And what have I implemented from what I learned? And what have I not? And reflecting on these questions and more, I'm sure you'll come up with more. That's going to help you gain real clarity about what you need to then focus your attention on over the next few months. What is it that you've been neglecting to restructure in your life in the last 16 years? There will be a pattern. You'll certainly notice it. It could be to do with relationships. It could be to do with love. It might be to do with health and well-being. It may be the tidiness of the home that you live in, the nutrition that you sustain yourself with. It could be that you've promised yourself that you would travel and you haven't. It could be that perhaps you wanted to retrain in something and you didn't. It might be none of those things. But what I'd like you to do is look over the last 16 years and say to yourself, okay, what do I know that I got right? And what do I feel I'm still not quite restructuring in the way I would need to restructure it? What changes could I make today so that the next 16 years, you know, my future self in 16 years' time will turn round to me today and say, you called that right. You did absolutely the right thing to do. And even though it felt uncomfortable at the time, you were making the right choice. Well done. Pluto's energy can be intense, and I think it brings up fears and insecurities, especially relating to power and control. I expect ruthless honesty with yourself would shine a light on any areas of your life where you've been resisting change. That ruthless honesty is something that I've been trying to shine on myself too. Let's be honest. Are there habits that really need to be worked on? Relationships that could be better? Patterns that you're holding on to even though they no longer serve you? This is a time to let go of what's holding you back. I think if you're unsure what might be holding you back, let your energy field show you. Resistance, really interesting when energy resists something. Resistance often feels like an internal tug of war. And whenever there's that kind of tension inside of you, that discomfort or an ease that won't go away, that gives you an indication of something that's being resisted. Some people feel it like a tightness in their chest or a knot in their stomach. It's as if your body is bracing itself against some kind of oncoming invisible force. And it can feel really exhausting, very depleting, as you keep circling back to the thing you're trying to avoid or push away. And you might experience frustration or irritation or anger, especially if the thing you're resisting continues to persist. And if you think about it, sometimes when we procrastinate, procrastination can be that we need to take a look at something and look at it honestly and be prepared to work with it. Procrastination can often be because of an initial trauma, for example. It's not that we're disinterested or demotivated. It's just that in order to move forward, it means that we have to go into something or confront something, perhaps even in the sweetest of ways, that we would really not rather revisit. Resistance, check. Is there a sense of fear or anxiety about it? Is it a fear of change? Is it a fear of the unknown? Is it a fear of not being in control? Do you feel that, you know, the fear of this could make you feel stuck? Does it prevent you from moving forward? Do you feel like you're spinning wheels but not moving forward? Does it bring up feelings of fear or guilt or shame or disconnection? Especially if you know deep down that what you're resisting is something you need to address. Resisting something feels like, I think, carrying a heavy burden around with you, one that drains your energy all the time and keeps you from moving freely in the direction you want to go. And Pluto is challenging you to finally work out what this resistance is and to make a choice about it. The resistance is actually there, I think, to either help you or to hinder you. And you need to make a choice about which one of those it is. Are you resisting because it feels too uncomfortable to transform into something magnificent? Are you resisting because all of your alarm bells are telling you to go very carefully? Because if you go down that route, well, that could lead you to a place you really don't want to go. I'm sure you'll know which it is. We always do, in my experience. When you have this resistance feeling, be honest with yourself and ask you, what is it that you're resisting? Are you resisting the greatness that you could be? Are you resisting going back into this part of you that you felt on some level you don't want to go and revisit again? Could be anything. It might not be those things at all, but Pluto sometimes makes us look at ourselves and the structures around us and says, you know, is this truly you? Is this really what you would like? If you had the opportunity to wave a magic wand, is this what you would pack in that suitcase and tape forward? I think the final transit of Pluto through Capricorn is a time of closure, if you would allow it to be. Look for opportunities to wrap up unfinished business, whether it's in your personal life, to do with your health or your career or your relationships. If there are conversations you've been avoiding or decisions that you've been putting off, now's the time to address them. Let's get them over and done with once and for all, so you don't have to carry them forward. Opinions are not facts. People make mistakes. Circumstances change. Try to be forgiving of yourself and also to other people around you. Perhaps everyone was just doing the best that they could under the circumstances at that time. I'm not saying deny what has happened to you. I'm just suggesting you allow yourself the option of making peace with it, because it could be that you've been carrying it around with you for at least the last 16 years. I've lots of possessions that are taking up space in my home that could be gifted away and given to maybe local charity shops. I simply need a systematic plan to release those things. I know that now. But I only made that decision last week, and I'm absolutely convinced this is to do with Pluto. There are things that I have held on to for at least 16 years. I'm sure I haven't used them. I'm sure I'm not going to use them. But on some level, I feel that in order to feel safe, I resist giving them away or sharing them and finally letting them go. Because on some level, I feel I need to pack myself. My living space is full of those things, all right? I know Pluto's looking out for me, and it's challenging my comfort zone. How would I feel to let go of those things? And questions come up in my mind like, well, what if I might need them? And Pluto says, well, have you needed them in the last 16 odd years? Have you needed them? And the answer will be, well, no. And so Pluto says, well, why are you filling your zone with things that or just in case an event might happen? Why don't you instead make space in your cupboards and your drawers and your living spaces for what really will suit you for the next 16 years going forward? So I'm setting myself a challenge that I will have released and let go of pretty much all of my clutter by the time Pluto is on its way into Aquarius at the end of November. And these possessions, yes, they're things that I love. They all have meaning in my life. But perhaps most are no longer relevant to the life I'm creating for myself now and into the future. And it's easier to be grateful for these things, these people, these beliefs, when they were of great relevance. But now, are they as relevant now? Let this three-month phase be a time for closure for you. And Pluto is also the planet of transformation. It can also feel like a planet of empowerment. It's very empowering. Pluto actually gives each one of us permission to bring about radical change. And when we've ironed out all the creases, when the machines finally has the opportunity to run more smoothly, it's so empowering. It's so easeful. Power is a natural, calm energy that comes from being true to yourself and doing what's right in the right way. It builds people up and it has a lasting positive impact upon them and everybody around them. Force, however, is pushy, it's aggressive, and it comes from trying to hold on to and control or dominate, to make square pegs fit into round holes. It requires so much more effort to keep going when force dominates, and it often causes conflicts and divisions as force tells us to be who we are not and to do our lives rather than be in them. Power is strong because it doesn't need to fight. Force is weak because it constantly struggles to maintain control. So this is a time for you to step into your power and take responsibility for your life. Where can you take more ownership of your choices and actions? How can you use your power in a way that aligns with your values today and moving forward? Be empowered. Whatever is forceful can be let go. Transition out of force energies and into powerful ones. Powers are very different energetic to force. Force is reactive, pushy, overbearing, confining, controlling. Power, though, is capable and responsive, and it's expansive and magical and free. I feel the focus for us all over the coming weeks is to begin to shift towards collective progress, collective innovation. It probably won't happen as fast as some of us might like. Remember, it's the beginning of a 16-year time frame. Use this time, though, to start laying the foundations for the changes that are coming next, both in your personal life and in the world around you. Think about how you can contribute to creating a more just, equitable, sustainable future for yourself and everybody you know. Your voice matters. As I said before, your perspective is so valid. Don't leave the choices of what comes next to everyone else to work out. Pluto's energy is going to feel quite intense, especially when it's at the degree, an anaretic degree, I think that's how you say it. That represents the final and most critical stage of a transit. The pressure to finalise those changes, to face the unresolved issues, to embrace transformation, all of that can be overwhelming, especially now as it's starting to become a little bit squeezed. So anything that enables you to transition is valuable as long as it keeps you on an upward energetic spiral. Practices like meditation, deep breathing exercises, journaling, spending time in nature, they're all going to help you maintain a sense of balance and calm. But also, so too will be staying grounded. You're going to be better equipped to navigate Pluto's intense energy when you have clarity and purpose. And a little bit of inner reflection and honesty too will really help. Be honest with yourself. I think in many ways, what we're looking at then is the last time Pluto was in Capricorn, the world went through profound changes. And the changes reshaped society and politics and economy and much more. And as Pluto moves through Capricorn again, we're seeing similar themes, upheaval, the potential for transformation. And while this can be challenging, it's also an opportunity for growth and renewal for you. And by understanding the lessons of the past, you can better navigate the changes of the present and contribute to a more just and equitable future. Pluto's transit through Capricorn is not just about breaking down old structures. Actually, it's about paving the way so that we can build something new in their place. So we're embracing changes that are happening around us in order to use them as an opportunity to create a better world for everybody that's here. And as you move through this period, focus on those practical steps that I shared with you. Get to work with Pluto's energy. Reflect on your past, identify areas of resistance, focus on closure, embrace your power, prepare for the future. And by doing so, I believe you can turn this time of great intensity into a powerful period of personal and collective transformation. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life.